You are listening to Human Machine, a program that airs each Saturday on WGXC 90.7 FM. Research in various scientific fields examine a speculative next stage in human evolution. Many predict an imminent human transformation based on increasing computer processing speed and manufacture, which will merge technological and human architectures. In this series, we will present projects and research about the horizons of the human machine. The program alternates weekly between Jeremy Kelly's curation of machine systems influence composers and Maximilian Goldfarb's assembly of materials to depict the convergence of humans and technology. Episodes will be thematically arranged to cover topics such as autonomous vehicles, medicine, sexual relations, space and habitation, nanotechnology, slavery, warfare, labor, bioresearch, prosthetics and agriculture, all areas examined in relation to our subject of human-machine advancement.
Bottom level, orange beam, enjoy yourself. Bottom level, orange beam, enjoy yourself. Bottom level, orange beam, enjoy yourself.
What's happening here?
This is a group of semi-moron epsilons that are going on a nature nausea reinforcement field trip to...
I can see that. I meant, what's taking you so long?
Oh, right away, sir. There you are, all set. Bottom level, orange beam, enjoy yourself. Now, sir.
Central Hatchery's plan. Priority.
I'm sorry, sir. There's a circuit delay.
Oh. Next?
The Cathedral of our Ford, please. Just a moment, if you don't mind. I don't think you understood. I said priority. I happen to be the assistant director of the Central Hatchery's plant.
Yes, sir. All circuit check.
Really, these gammas, they're hardly brighter than a delta. Or even epsilons.
Oh, no. I'm sure any delta is much brighter than epsilons like those. That's one of the wonderful things about being a gamma. We're not too stupid and we're not too bright. To be a gamma is to be just right. All right, sir. Central Hatcheries, red beam, first level. All right, sir.
The Cathedral of our Ford, please.
The Cathedral of our Ford. First level, blue beam.
Oh, the Cathedral of our Ford. Then I suppose you're part of the Archford Synth Religion staff.
No, I'm just trying to catch hold of someone who's supposed to be there. Actually, I'm with the Sensu Feely Corps.
Oh, a Telly Feely rider.
Not yet. I'm still working on my first docu-jingle short. It's on the perfection of conditioning.
Oh, yes, yes. Very interesting. Well, I go this way. Miss Lysenko, may I see you for a moment, please?
Hello, Tomokin.
I might have a little surprise for little Linda.
Oh, what? Tell me.
It has something to do with taking you on a very special computer holiday trip.
I don't know. Ringo Roebuck wants me to go with him to the Sexorama Festival. And Anwar Bowie wants to take me for a week to a new Sensor World Park. And Ronald Jagger has round-trip
something
tickets
special?
To...
He's to the Savage Reservation.
Oh, that's different. Everyone will be so envious. But are you sure about it?
Oh, it's just a formality. Just a question of my application being correctly. Miss Lysenko, why is this section closed down?
Oh, something that was supposed to go click, click, started going clack, clack. But naturally, I wouldn't know what. I'm just a beta.
Of course, of course.
Linda, I have to go now, Tommy.
Artificial sunset has been reset for 6:04 due to technical delays. Art- Artificial sunset has been reset for 6:04 due to technical delays.
Sir, your assistant Fortune, sir?
Yes. Oh, Helmholtz Watson, about teletesting your docu-short.
I know you're very busy, sir, but I do need approval from your office.
I have to address some alpha graduates in synthoculture, and then a meeting with the committee on consumption norms and standards. Yes, right after that, I think.
All for more means more for all. If it can be made, it can be used. And if it can be used, it can be made. History is bunk. Half the time equals double the yield. War is bad for business.
As select alphas, conditioned to believe without knowing and to know without believing, you have been chosen to view the surrogate revelations and synthetic mysteries upon which all perfect and placebic belief is founded. Here before you are sacred teletime plex relics of the sanctified life, thought, and holy works of our Ford, from whose divine inspiration came the ultimate perfection of the endless assembly line, which has given us the ultimate, endless, perfect happiness of more things, for more wants in perfect balance, with more wants for more things.
And it is from our inspired creator of the Model T that we derive our blessed sign of the T.
For we brave.
Let us now repeat the catechism. Community.
Community.
Identity.
Identity.
Stability.
Stability.
Ford bless you. I am Mustafa Mond, assistant controller to her Ford chip, Nixona Bic, Western World controller, and I have been assigned to show you certain selected histobunk highlights from the past.
But everything is perfect now, and everything will always be perfect. So what does it matter what things were like when it wasn't perfect?
Excellent point, but quite misguided. Exposing future stability monitors, such as yourself, to the imperfection of the past is, of course, part of the perfection of the present. Centuries ago, in primitive times, before the dawn of civilization, there were things that would be inconceivable to us today. Such things as poverty. Although there was actually land and food in abundance, some starved. Because unlike our perfect society, they were unable or unwilling to balance population to consumption. Sometimes too much of one, or too little of the other. The result? Disease. And rather than eradicate the sources of disease as we have done, the superstitious primitives continue to rely upon a quite useless class of technicians called doctors. Violence. Which the ancients actually appear to have enjoyed and reveled in. While we have been perfectly conditioned to want only what we have, and to have only what we want, and are, therefore, always happy, the uncivilized ancients were prey to destructive emotions, such as ambition, hate, and love. Which, of course, always led to violence, which in turn, naturally, led only to more violence. And senility. While we remain at the prime metabolic age of 35 to ensure a maximum level of useful consumption until painless death from chemostimulation between the ages of 80 and 90, the people of the past lacked the knowledge of how to stay young, even though they apparently valued youth so highly that they actually indulged in superstitious self-mutilation. As seminarians who will one day take your places in synthoculture stability centers, you must face these histobunk facts, unpleasant and even revolting as they sometimes are. Eating the actual flesh of animals and even filthy things from the ground. And sometimes refusing to engage with more than one individual of the opposite sex. And even collecting into groups called families, a pervasively immoral concept of pre-civilized times. Yes, thoroughly disgusting examples of complete sexual perversion, as you can see.
Did the primitive females actually...
Yes. Primitive females gave viviparous birth to young,
Like animals?
Yes, physiologically, exactly like animals. I understand your reactions. Perhaps we should take a brief soma break. Naturally, none of what you have seen would be shown to betas or gammas, much less to deltas like these. But each of you is an alpha. You weren't mass-produced in computer-cloned Bakunovsky batches. And you are all supremely happy, supremely content. But then, that is truly the perfection of our civilization. Everyone is adjusted. Everyone has been conditioned to want to do the work he has to do. And thus, everyone is perfectly happy, perfectly content. Alphas like you, betas, gammas, deltas like these, or even epsilons. Are you happy?
Happiness for all is happiness for each.
Are you glad to be deltas?
Deltas all have lots of fun. Deltas get to play and run.
Very good. But do you wish you had been incubated as alphas?
No, no.
Excellent. That's all.
Would you flash into the assistant director, please?
Oh, I think she's occupied, sir.
Oh, never mind. I'll do it. Miss Trotsky, there seems to be a production slowdown. There'll have to be a time and motion inspection. Miss Trotsky?
There you are. I couldn't find you.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I was going to engage you in leisure hour today.
Well, that's all right. I may do. Anyway, it was about something else. There was a data transmission for you from the controller's office.
Oh, about my trip, no doubt. To the Savage Reservation, you know.
Yes. I think they're canceling it on you.
Canceled? They couldn't. They wouldn't. Not when I've made plans to... Where is it?
In the file.
There must be some mistake. I had everything planned. How would something like that look on my computer file?
You'd better take a soma.
Yes, that's just the thing.
Here you are, sir.
I guess you won't be going on your vacation now.
Oh, we'll see about that. It so happens I know something quite important in the controller's office. Quite important, in fact. Mustafa Mond. First assistant to her lordship, Nixona Bink. Yes, we'll just see about that.
You are viewing Helmholtz Watson's film, Planned Perfection. Each newly produced infant is given 6 full years of nightly hypnopedic sleep teach lectures to reinforce class acceptance conditioning. Later, in central conditioning centers like this, each child receives daily happiness reinforcement drills, as well as prescribed courses in erotic play, death acceptance training, full consumption practice, and nature nausea games. Then, upon reaching computer lessons after 6 more years in a final conditioning school, each happy, healthy individual will go forth to take up his or her predestined place in the greater society, dedicated to ensuring the continuing perfection of community, identity, stability.
Excellent, and very nicely packaged.
You liked the whole film, I mean.
Oh, immensely. You caught the whole spirit of unchanging perfection, and with admirable simplicity. I'm glad I had a chance to see it before it's computer erased and electro shredded.
Computer erased? Electro shredded?
Unfortunately, it does contain some dangerously heretical ideas.
I made every effort to keep ideas out of it.
Take the scene on anti-nature conditioning. Charming scene of little children revolted by fresh flowers. The implication is that nature nausea conditioning is necessary to keep people from enjoying the countryside and thus under-consuming.
But that's true.
Quite beside the point.
I just wanted to show why nature nausea training is one of our most recent improvements in...
You see? Recent implies past. Improvement implies progress. And if the present is perfect, then there can't be any progress, of course. And even the word why, that's the most dangerous of all. It raises the whole question of purpose. No, I'm afraid it would never do to let an ordinary audience watch anything quite as dangerous as your docu-short.
But the test audience watched it. They all liked it. You can see right there.
Quite meaningless, since they've been conditioned to like anything they've shown them.
But all my work.
Exactly the point. Thousands and thousands of feet of film consumed. Hours and hours of work expended by technicians. And once it's been erased and shredded, it can be done all over again. Remember your sleep talk. Don't delay. Consume today. Use it up. And throw it away.
I'll make a special effort to keep ideas out the next time.
Commendable. You know, I'm reaching the age of 50 now, but I still remember my own youth. And I'm sure I had just as many deviant ideas as you do. I even composed a scandalous readout myself once. I think it was something about the possible benefits of allowing mutational differentiation in randomly selected embryos. An interesting idea, but dangerous in the wrong hands, of course. How old are you exactly, Helmholtz?
25.
25. Just think. By the time you reach my age, you'll have been able to have accomplished this dozens and dozens of times. Good work. Just keep it up.
Are you sure a system controller mod knows I'm waiting?
Sir, your case is being circuit checked through computer files.
Why?
I'm supposed to get all the reports on you.
Reports? Oh, from my superior.
Who?
Alice B. Stein, the director of Central Hatcheries.
I wouldn't know. Oh, you can go in now, sir. Yes, there it is. Controller confirmation of restriction for Thomas Graham Bell. Subject to overview discretion by the Director of Stability Norms.
But there must be a mistake. Is that all it says?
Well, look for yourself.
But I'm sure there's a mistake. You can check my computer record. I have exceeded consumption and pleasure norms on each of my free vacations. And so I'm eligible now for a free vacation. This Director of Stability Norms, who's that?
I am.
Oh, well, I'm sure you know about this.
Mistake? But I'm afraid it isn't, Thomas. You see, actually, I'm the one who requested the official overview.
Why? I went through all the proper channels. Why?
The Savage Reservation can be dangerous. Oh, not in the physical sense, but in other ways. You see, these primitives are not at all like, say, the Quakerites who were driven into the Yukon. No, these primitives are quite different. They have actually regressed into an ancient form of tribal society.
Their ways are so directly opposite to ours that it can cause a very disturbing effect. As a matter of fact, several previous visitors had to be sent to emotional re-engineering institutes.
Naturally, we couldn't chance that happening to someone in your position.
Naturally. But you visited the Savage Reservation. Everyone knows that. It certainly hasn't affected you in any way.
Perhaps not. But then my predestination conditioning is to accept the unacceptable, while yours is to attain the attainable. It's quite different.
But how can I attain the attainable without something unique like this on my computer file?
Yes. A valid point. I'll take it into consideration.
When? I mean, I'm planning on leaving tomorrow morning, so if there's any way I could get an immediate clearance.
Of course, you could go over my head to the controller's office.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't?
Well, I wouldn't want to.
I see. But if you had to, you would. Maureen, put that permission order through for him.
Thank you. Thank you.
One thing. You shouldn't go to the Savage Reservation alone. Take a female along, preferably one with definite anti-deviant morality training.
I've already taken care of that. I've engaged several extra females over the past few weeks. Precisely to pick out the proper one. Linda Lysenko, one of the fertilization technicians at the plant. A well-conditioned beta minus and very nomadic.
Did you pick it all up from Arena?
Yes, everything's programmed into his computer file.
What's his readout?
+5 assertiveness quotient.
That's quite acceptable with his conditioning level. I think he can continue to be considered for an upper management post, don't you?
Yes, but I can't help finding him just a little...
pompous.
Yes.
Self-serving.
Yes.
You see, solid managerial potential.
But he's so dull.
With Alpha's condition for upper-level executive duties like Thomas, being dull is an absolute necessity. It vastly increases their ability to think rigidly and inflexibly.
There I am, Assistant Director.
What?
About the production quota inspection request from your office.
Oh, yes, of course, of course.
Here, we've been able to speed up the stunning of Epsilon semi-morons. An extra half batch a week.
Ah, well, I hope they'll still be able to perform the necessary work.
Of course. Speeding up the production of gammas and deltas without performance loss is more difficult. But even sub-deltas can still perform routine jobs, sorting, filing, collecting audience or meter results, that sort of thing. Of course, there's nothing to be done about alpha and beta production. One egg, one bag. Unfortunately, it still takes 9 months. Even increased surrogate endocrine transfusion.
Yes. Pardon me, but I really must take care of something. It's an administrative detail.
Oh, Tomikin, it's you. Look what you made me do.
Everything's set for the trip to the Savage Reservation. Unless, of course, you're not interested now.
Oh, I am, Tomikin, I am. When?
We're catching the early rocket tomorrow morning.
Oh, the early rocket?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Well, it's just that I'm engaging one of the Beta Plus decanters tonight. Adolf Rockefeller. You know, the cute one with the curly eyebrows. And we were going to spend the night at his apartment. But we can spend the night at my place. It's much closer to the rocket port. Unless you'd rather engage me tonight. I'm sure I could rearrange my plans.
Oh, no. I've already engaged you twice last week. And you know how people gossip. Suppose they start whispering that I have immorally limited my engagements to just one female. I've got my reputation to think of.
I've never engaged him before. But all the girls in decanting say he's very good. And he's so cute with his curly eyebrows. Have you seen the new feeling? Where this alpha erotic counselor becomes a delta pleasure technician by mistake when she... Well, I'm not exactly sure what happens, but everyone says the applied religious orgy scene is just wonderful. That's where Adolf's taking me. Who are you engaging tonight? I'm not sure. Actually, I'm not engaging anyone. It's just like Thomas says, people gossip. Everyone's starting to whisper about you. They say you've only engaged one man in the last 3 weeks. It's true. I don't know what's wrong with me. Well, you have to do something about it.
I have, really. I went to a dispenser, but you know what they're like. Take 2 Soma and go to bed. Synthetic therapy sessions with an idealist, VPS treatments, even a pregnancy substitute. But nothing seems to help. I just don't know what's wrong with me.
Uncomputoceptive female. Uncomputoceptive female.
You forgot to set your computoception dial on your Malthusian belt.
I'm always doing that. Sometimes I wish I'd been incubated as a neutered free Martin. Just think. They can engage all they like without having to fuss about computerception.
Here, let me help. You don't want to get, you know, pregnant.
Did you do the drill yesterday?
I think so. Oh, I must have, because I engaged one of the assistant fertilization engineers on the compulsive leisure hour. You know, the tall one.
Then just set the dial to the next one. Remember, day plus one... equals none.
Day plus one equals none.
Selena Shell. Chief Warden for the reservation. I understand you got in yesterday and rested over. Proper acclimatization, that's the thing. I suppose you stayed at the Lux Hotel at the Rocket Fort?
Yes, and it was just as nice as could be.
We're quite proud of it. Liquid air, vibro-vacuum massage, sense of feely vision in every room. But of course you won't find any of that on the reservation, I'm afraid.
Oh, you mean this isn't part of the reservation?
Oh, no. This is the official Anthra study station. The reservation itself is some distance. It's quite remote and completely sealed off by an electronic barrier. But you'll be taken directly to our substation by escaporter. From there, I'm afraid you'll have to go on foot. Of course, you'll have a guide. They're Delta Minuses, but all specially incubated for high eye, ear, nose acuity. Though, unfortunately, at the expense of some other faculties. Well, first we better see if you're properly outfitted. Ion heater, sensor thermal bag, extra soma and amphetapep rations, condensed info food, ultrasonic microbomb pop popper. You know how to fire this, of course. Safety off. Aim. Press firmly on the clip. It's entirely non-lethal. It merely causes temporary paralysis.
The savages. I mean, if they're dangerous, I certainly wouldn't want to expose Miss Lysenko.
Oh, no, no. It's simply a precaution. Actually, the savages are quite tame. Well, then, if you're ready, I'll show you to the escaporter. This way. It's so seldom anyone visits the Savage Reservation. I rarely have the opportunity to show off our treasures. What is that? Just some examples of our fauna, but they have all been conditioned to remain within the hunting preserve set aside for the savages.
No, I meant this.
Oh, just one of their cult superstitions meant to frighten off demons. In fact, their religion seems to be based partly on demonology.
What sort of demons?
Almost anything at all. Rocks, trees, animals, sometimes strangers. Like you.
They must have come almost a mile by now.
Yes. One moment. How far is the Savage Reservation? No. Not where is it? How far? There.
Look.
Those things that they're putting into their mouths. What are they doing that for? Stop it!
They're eating them.
Eating them? But how can they? They're just dirty things from the ground. They're not even wrapped in plastic. Don't they know any better?
Of course they don't. They're not civilized. Must be some sort of aberrational pattern. I hear there once was a thing called madness in primitive times. Yes, that must be what it is. Maybe we better get away from them. It might be catching. Fascinating. I really should do a psychograph readout. Perhaps on the degenerative effect of non-decantation. Yes, I think this was just the thing that would look really good on my computer file. I want to go through.
No, it is forbidden to approach the crucified god. Make it done.
I just want to snap some computer pics.
No.
Where's the director? Who's in charge around here?
I am.
He's so old!
Linda!
Oh, Tomekin, it was so disgusting. It was so horrible. There was this female. She was actually...
Listen to me. This could be a real coup for me. Sacred artifacts, and I'm told there's a place not far from the village. Possibly, just possibly. There's a whole Model T.
Where?
They call it the Demon's Place. Of course, if you'd rather stay behind while I go, I...
No! Any place would be better than here. I don't care what he says. I can't go any further.
Better take an amphetamine.
What is it?
Mescal. A little is good, much is not good.
Oh, how awful!
Well, what are you waiting for? Come on, move along. Ready?
Just a second. Day plus one equals none. No, then two. No, one. Coming, Tomekin.
The evil one that becomes the spirit of wild animals, Satan.
Nonsense. Whatever it is you're muttering about, just leave us alone.
Oh! Hey!
Get away!
No, the evil one, Satan.
Well, we'll just see about that.
Tomekin!
Linda! No! No! Oh, no.
After that, he seems to have wandered alone for several days before being found by a search heli rocket sent out by Chief Warden Stelina Shell. Apparently, he initially suffered from deconditional hallucination, something about demons and sacred relics, according to the Chief Warden.
Yes, spiritual psychosis. Always a danger upon contact with viviparous primitives. I presume he was given the required soma decompression therapy.
Yes, and he was completely cured. And subsequent tests showed that he conformed to the proper socio-psi norms.
Then he can still be computogrammed to rise at least one more level before any disabling incompetency factor has to be seriously considered. The female companion, Linda Lysenko. No trace of her was found.
No trace. But of course there was no practical reason for searching. Her body would have begun to decompose and would have been much too contaminated for phosphorus chemocovering.
Tomekin? Tomekin. Get away from me. I'm not one of you. I don't belong here. I may as well have died. Not that I mind dying. I had very high marks in death appreciation when I was a child. Get away!
Which one?
Both of them.
That is impossible. Which? Must the truth be torn from your tongue?
Both of them. Both of them. Horrible savages. Get them away from me. I want Tomekin back.
Then it was the one from the other place.
Tomekin. Tomekin.
Since it was the other, you may stay.
Stay? Stay here? What are you talking about? Get me some soma. Anything. Can't you see that there's something wrong with me? Probably caught one of your horrible, primitive diseases. It makes me feel like this every morning. And look.
That is because of the child.
Child?
Baby.
Baby?
Because you are pregnant.
Pregnant? Pregnant?
male child.
I don't care.
But you must choose a name for him. And now, while the evening star bears the fullness of moon.
I don't care.
After the orgy services, mm-hmm. I've got tickets to the new Ophelia run.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll be ready right after work.
Wrong. Wrong. Alcohol added to Alpha Plus bottle. Wrong.
No, 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 no. It is a secret wine. Extra potion. It is only meant to anoint you with.
Centho pituitary extract levels, satisfactory. Hyperoxygenation level, satisfactory. Final DNA genetic scansion level.
An Alpha Plus bag of Bernard Marx. Of course, it should have been caught earlier in the production line. The chief quality engineer seems to think some of the alcohol for substunting Epsilon embryos got into this Alpha bag by mistake, but of course, that's quite impossible with the zero flow procedures I've instituted. Probably some clerical mix-up before the raw material for the unit reached my division. But I can assure you that I intend to institute increased computer control.
Yes, I'm sure. Are there any other production defects?
Oh, no, 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 no. Just one random mistake of some sort.
A random error. Interesting. The name again?
Marx. Bernard Marx. Alpha Plus, male. Shall I order the unit aborted?
No. Now, proceed with the assembly.
Male, Alpha Plus, Mark Bernard G. Inspected and approved.
Case number 8, Raquel Gandhi, beta minus, eradication and rectification technician. Consistent failure to share an orgy-porgy devotional services. Recommendation, re-education center of subject's choice.
Approved.
Case number 9, Bernard Marx, Alpha Plus, age 6, central nurseries plant.
Bernard Marx. So he's 6 years old now.
Continued socially erratic behavior patterns. Failure to conform to prescribed intellectual achievement norms.
He hasn't been able to keep up intellectually with other alpha children.
Just the opposite. It appears he overabsorbed his rote studies in less than the time frame allotment. A distinct pattern of deviant overintelligence.
I see. And the recommendation in Bernard's case?
Removal to a reconditional nursery for infants and older children.
Denied. But I want to be kept informed of Bernard's progress.
Because gray is the nicest.
How lucky to be a Delta and get to wear...
Too stupid and not too bright.
So glad to be a Beta. Beta, though?
How lucky to be an Alpha. Everyone is happy.
Attention, Central Nurseries Depot. Alpha Ward 1, Electro Stall 9, Marx,
and
Bernard G, rectified.
Lucky to be an Alpha. How lucky to be an Alpha. How lucky.
Sleep refreshes. Sleep revives. Sleep refreshes. Sleep revives. Sleep is nice. Sleep is good. Sleep is what everyone should. Mother?
No, no, no. I told you. Don't ever call me that awful name. I told you and told you, John. Linda. Linda. Can't you learn to say that?
Yes, Linda. What are chemicals?
How would I know?
It's your book, Linda.
Well, that doesn't mean I know what chemicals are.
Where do chemicals come from?
We're from the chemical supply depot, of course. If someone wants chemicals, the chemical workers bring chemicals. It's like anything else.
Like anything?
Yes, anything. Not like this awful place. If you want syntho food, the workers bring syntho food. If you want plastic clothes workers bring plastic clothes. Whatever you want.
I wish I could go there, Linda.
Oh, I wish I could, too. Everything's so perfect there. Everything's there you could want. And anything you want, you can have. Anything. And if you're ever blue, blue, wonderful pills that never make you feel bad afterwards, like the mezcal here. And the people aren't evil and immoral. In the other place, everyone engages with everyone the way they should. And you can engage all the time with anyone you want.
Like Pele?
Oh, no. I'd never bother engaging with someone like Pele in the other place.
Can't we go there, please?
You don't understand. It's too late. Too late!
Hey! Hey! Hey, see what I got? Hey, see what I got in mezcal.
Oh, let me have some, Pele, please.
Sure, I'll get a little one first.
Run out and play, John.
I don't want to.
Come on, John. Little wolves have little fangs.
I just don't know what to do with you, Bernard. Maybe the chief computer structure does.
Well, well, Bernard Marx again. Still refusing to participate in religious sex devotional exercises, is he?
No. This time he disrupted the erotic training class by refusing to play Hunt the Zipper.
Well, well, Bernard. Don't you like to play Hunt the Zipper?
No.
Well, well, I see, I see. Sit down, Bernard. No, no, there, in the micro water chair. Comfy. Now, Bernard, do you want to play Hunt the Zipper?
No.
Are you sure? You really do want to play Hunt the Zipper, don't you?
No.
Well, well. Let me ask you again, Bernard. Do you want to be allowed to go back to your erotic training class and play Hunt the Zipper with all the other boys and girls?
Yes.
Fine. Now run along back and play. Quick, quick. Well, well. He does seem to be a bit of a problem, doesn't he, Miss Arkoff? I think we'd better schedule him for a few clinical sessions with one of the school's psychosex therapists.
Whatever you say, of course. Personally, I think there's something wrong with him. He's so little for his age, hardly bigger than a gamma. You know, they say some alcohol got into a son of blood surrogate while he was still in the bag.
Yes, yes. I've heard that, too. Still, you must admit he is brilliant.
Oh, and things like computer reading and play math, yes. But he completely failed desensitivity training 1A. Personally, I think he should be put into a remedial conditioning class.
Yes, yes. Or even a moral reformation institute. However, the fact is, Miss Arco, that for whatever reason, Mustafa Mond himself seems to take a special interest in little Bernard. And if the first assistant Western world controller is interested in him, well, then, of course, we are too. Aren't we, Miss Arco?
How all occasions do inform against me and spur my dull revenge. What is a man if his chief good and market of his time be but to sleep and feed? A beast no more. Yes, I know. She is my mother.
But who is your father? Say that one, too.
Tomikin. Tomikin. Now leave!
Poe is just trying to be good and do the right thing. Engaging one is bad. Having two is good. Having three is best. Four, five, 5, 6 is a perfect mix. 7, 8, 9, whenever there's time. Everyone who's civilized knows that. And now all I can have is Pele because he's drunk and won't work. And no one else wants to.
No, not him.
I know it's immoral to engage only Pele, but what can I do when...
Almost pernicious woman. Oh, lecherous creature, the dust and venom lashes with the vial.
Oh, say something nice for Linda. From the old book Mitsima gave you. About the pretty lady sleeping. Tell me that one again. Please. Oh, please.
But now sleep. Sleep and see what visions I have seen. The towers cloud-capped, and men that like angels fly. Thither shall we go, you and I. Sub-perfection and gorge our fill with divinity.
All right, sir. Central hatchery, red beam, first level.
Follow the proper beam to the proper escort.
Bernard Marks.
Oh, Helmholtz.
Phosphorus recovery tank, number
17.
First level.
Central hatch, please. All right, sir. Miss Trotsky? Miss Meyer? Miss Rothschild? Didn't I order a computer projection feasibility chart on increased production of Delta Pluses?
Yes, Director.
But it's not there.
No, Director.
Then where exactly is it?
It was supposed to be done by Bernard Marks. He's the new assistant computologist.
Oh, yes, I know the one. A very spotty moral record, to say the least. Brilliant, I suppose, but if only his fortune, Mustafa Mon, didn't take such a peculiar interest in him. But if he's fallen down an assignment... Thank you.
Yes, Director. Oh, Henry, am I interrupting something terribly important?
No, Lenina. I'm just doing a current inventory on Epsilon production.
I just wanted to make sure it is tonight I'm engaging you.
Yes. I'm going to pick you up after work. You didn't forget, did you?
Oh, no. I just wanted to make sure. I'll be ready. Bye, Bernard.
Lenina.
Yes, Bernard?
Bye.
Bye.
Mr. Marks? I believe you were told to computer project the production feasibility rates of increased Delta production.
Yes, Director.
Then where, may I ask, is the report?
Here, sir.
Here. And not on my desk computer screen. Well, then it's late.
Yes, Director. Unfortunately, I had to revise some of the definitional input from your office, but I think you'll find it all here now. End-use allocation percentages, sub-intensive maximization of assembly personnel units, and a recommendation to rectify some of the declining production numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, we shall see. We shall just see.
Bernard!
Hello again.
I tried to catch you this morning so we could escaport here together.
Here? I thought you were working on a new feeling.
I was, but then the producer came up with a notion for a docu-jingle.
On the Central Hatcheries plant. That's interesting, sort of. You must be very happy.
Yes, of course. Especially since they selected me over several other jingle writers.
Hi. Are you engaging anyone tonight? I'm free.
Well, actually, I'm tied up with work.
Oh, too bad. Maybe next time.
Women... they can be such a distraction, don't you think?
Really?
How about engaging me tonight, Lenina?
Oh, I can't, Benito. I'm engaging Henry Exxon. But ask me again.
How can she let herself be pawed by the...
Be careful. If someone heard you talking like that, even as a joke...
You've complained sometimes. I've heard you.
Yes, but not over something trivial like that. Bernard, I have to go to a jingle board conference, Stop by and see me sometimes.
It's just not trivial.
Hi again.
Hi. I saw you with Lenina today. I thought maybe she was engaging you tonight.
Oh, Bernard and I have never engaged each other. Maybe Bernard doesn't think I'm pneumatic enough.
I think you're very pneumatic.
Don't forget about the vacation trip, Lenina.
Going on vacation with him?
Maybe. I suppose you've decided which girl you're going to take on yours?
No.
Well, I just can't make up my mind either. Benito asked me, and Henry Exxon, and Nikita Firestone. I just don't know. I want to go somewhere different this time. Somewhere special. Well, I guess I better be going. Henry will be waiting for me.
I expected young Marx would soon want to do something quite out of the ordinary. I see no reason not to grant his request. But you don't agree.
Well, I know Bernard Marx is a special project of yours. But no one's been allowed to visit the Savage Reservation since Thomas Graham Bell.
All the more reason. We can see how he reacts to Bernard's going. Of course, it is young Marx I'm interested in. As you say, a special project. If a random variant like Bernard proves to be socially adaptable, it might mean that certain mutations in the assembly process would be useful.
Of course, he could be psycho-emotively disordered by his exposure to the freedom of the reservation.
Yes, and then he would be quite useless for further testing. Perhaps if a normative factor is controlled in, a female. Has he requested permission to take one along?
I believe so. Yes, a beta technician in Central Hatchery's plant. Lenina Disney.
Bernard Marx! You're actually going off on your vacation trip with little Bernard Marx.
Yes. But why?
No one ever goes anywhere with him.
I know, but this is something different, special. Bernard has permission to go to the Savage Reservation. Almost no one except the director himself has ever been there. Besides, I like Bernard. Of course, I've never engaged him, but there's something about him that's so cuddly. Bernard, it's all set. I've arranged my computer leave so I can go to the Savage Reservation with you.
That's wonderful.
Of course, we should engage at least once before we go. Otherwise, people will start talking. Maybe even tomorrow night. If I shift around...
Could we possibly go somewhere private to discuss this?
Whatever for? Besides, I don't have time right now.
Come on, Lenina. We're going to be late for the Sensufili.
Just a second. Yes, tomorrow night. I'm sure I can fit you in.
Going off on vacation with Lenina, huh? Don't worry. You'll enjoy engaging. I always do.
I don't care, and I don't want to hear about it.
You seem upset about something. Maybe you've been working too hard, remember? Work to play, and play to work. A little soma. That'll fix you up. Remember, soma a day...
I don't need any soma, and I don't want any soma.
How about infinipec?
No.
Maybe a violence passion surrogate treatment. Sometimes that does wonders.
Right.
Just step into the psycho porter, sir. Let's make sure you're all comfy and secure in there.
We have electrode contact.
Yes, all in order. Now, what would your preference be? An Inquisition torture chamber? A pirate raid? Perhaps you'd like to try one of our new gangster rub-out treatments. Something of a novelty, but we've had excellent results with them so far.
What's your strongest treatment?
The Gladiator Circus, number 4. But I wouldn't recommend that for you, sir. It can be quite demanding, physically. Besides, only betas and alphas are allowed to...
I am an alpha. Can't you see what I'm wearing?
Yes. I just thought there'd been some slight confusion.
I don't think so. Number 4, thank you.
Yes, sir. Whatever you wish. Why did you stop the treatment, sir? Were you displeased? Would you like to try a different one?
No, thank you. I'm just, there's some things that I have to think about. Consider.
Think. Consider. How awful it must be to be an alpha.
And how lucky we are to be gamma. After all,
to be good is gamma, because gamma is good.
The girl that I was telling you about, Lenina? It's just that I think about her all the time, and what's worse is that now that I'm taking her on vacation with me, I feel even more wanting about her.
Oh, where are you going to? One of the new Luxo camps?
No. Savage Reservation.
Really? How did you manage that? Maybe something like that is what I need. You know how distracting everything can be. Too many awards, too many girls, too much of everything.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes I wish I were young again and just starting out like you.
Helmholtz, you're successful, you're talented.
Yes, it's true. Everyone says I've written some of the finest contemporary jingles. Still, lately I've had this strange, troubling feeling that there must be something more I can write about, something different.
Really? Like what?
Well, like the sense of emotions in the sense of feelings in VPS cubicles. Suppose that people can really feel those things. Love, hate, passion, jealousy.
Now, look here, Helmholtz. Suppose somebody should hear you talking like that. The both of us could be sent to reconditioning centers. Or even to one of those free islands like Iceland or Madagascar. And you know what that means? No soma, no amphetapep. No, thank you.
You're right, of course. We shouldn't let ourselves talk like this. I shouldn't even let myself think about such things. I wish my problems were simple like yours.
Simple?
Of course. If you want this Lenina, just tell her. What could be any simpler?
Been listening to the program Human Machine on WGXC. Listen on Saturdays to subsequent episodes where we continue our conversation on the nature of being in an age of human machine evolution.